Well, today's the 4th of the 3rd, 2016. My name's Frank Cooper, and today I'm interviewing Valda Marie Colwell of Hastings. Valda, would you like to tell us something about the life and times of your family in Hastings and where they came and how it all started?
Well, perhaps I should start with my grandfather.
Yes.
He was he was very fond of his children.
Mm.
And his birthday was the children's birthday.
Yes.
It wasn't his.
Yes.
It was the children. I think one stage there were 21 of us.
Yes.
And there would be a party for the children, and he would be enjoying himself. And this went on for quite some years.
Yes.
In fact, almost until he died, every year he had a party for the children.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And, of course, he lived over in Willow Park Road.
Yes.
And owned from Linden Road through to Southampton Street.
Yes.
He had quite a few acres there.
Yes, yes.
And so we had plenty of room to play.
Yes, yes. And his family name was?
Samuel Thomas Tong.
Tong, right. So, as your grandfather, had he come to New Zealand or was he born in New Zealand?
No, he came to New Zealand. I think he came down from Auckland because part of his family were up in Auckland.
Yes, yes.
But, no, he came down here and settled over there. Of course, first of all, before he was over here in Willow Park Road, they had the undertaking business in Karama Road.
Yes.
Well, of course, they lived above the shop.
Mm.
And they lived up there for quite some years.
Yes.
And then he bought this property over here in Willow Park Road. Well, the family shifted over there then.
Yes. What did they do on the land? Did he have a couple of cows or a sheep? Or
no, there were usually a horse there.
Yes, yes.
There'd be a horse. That's about all. He didn't go in for much stock.
Yes, yes.
On the property.
Sure, sure.
But there were sheds, plenty of sheds, and of course that was storage.
Yes, yes.
But the property did go from Linden through to Southampton Street.
That's a big
originally
big piece of land, and
it was.
Yes.
And it wasn't built on. It was all empty.
Empty. So you were born there?
No.
No.
I was born in Outram Road.
I've missed a generation. Yeah, that's all right. Yes, your grandparents were there. And yes.
And my father, he was in Willow Park Road.
Yes, yes.
And my mother, her name was Warren.
Yes.
And they were more Havelock people.
Yes, yes.
And but however, when they were married, they bought a section and built on the corner of Outram and Park Road.
Yes, yes.
We had quite a big section over there.
Right, right.
And that's where my youth was. I had one brother, Mervyn. He was 7 years older than I was.
Yes.
So he was at boarding school. I wasn't brought up with him at a great time because with the 7 year break between us,
he
was at school and I was only just
starting. That's exactly right. And when you started school, he was off to boarding school.
That's right.
Yes, yes.
And likewise, I finished up at boarding school too.
Yes.
But in the meantime, we shifted from Outram Road.
But just before you shift from Outram Road, what was Outram Road like those days?
Well, there was a great big sump in the middle of the road.
Right. We all that remember was, that. We could
that
see
was there
that
for
from,
years.
Yes, yes.
And that sump was a landmark for where we lived.
Yes.
And next door, like we were right on the corner.
Right.
And next door to us were the Lamberts.
Yes.
Who worked for my father.
Yes.
And, or my grandfather,
yes.
I should say.
Yes.
And then came Morrison's, Jim Morrison. Well, he worked for Samuel Toll.
Really? Goodness.
And this was undertaking.
Yes, yes, yes.
And, of course, in those days, coffins were made to measure.
Mm, mm.
And anybody dying, they had to be measured.
Yes.
And the coffin was all hands in.
Yes, yes.
And time and again, especially on a Sunday, people chose to die on the Sunday.
Yes, I can imagine.
We'd be packed up all ready to go down to the beach. We had a cottage at the beach.
Yes, yes.
And at Tiawonga. And we'd be all packed up, ready to go, and then the message had come through that so-and-so was dead. So undo the car. And Dad had to go back to work. That went on for quite some years.
Yes, yes, yes.
But
yes, I know the feeling because we were dairy farmers.
Ah,
and
yes.
Of course, 7 days a week.
There.
Pack the family up to go somewhere and say
something
has happened. We can't go, and you know, but it was part of the life, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it was so, just automatic. Mm, you just down tools and go back to where you began.
So then you started school at Outram, at Central School from
Central
Outram Road.
Central School, I did my primary here.
Yes, at Central School.
And yes.
Yes.
And because all the Tongs were educated at Central
yes,
School.
Yes.
And in fact, I think Grandfather Tong, Pop Tong, he built the infants' portion.
Oh, right, okay.
And I think it's still over there now.
Right, gosh.
But, however, that was history, that part.
Yes, yes.
But after that, I did my primary over here.
Mm.
And then, of course, I had to go further afield. Mm. I went into Napier Girls High School.
Right.
And boarded there.
Mm.
And then, of course, the quake came.
Yes, yes.
And I hadn't gone back to school because we'd overstayed our time down at the beach.
Yes, yes.
And, of course, Mum hadn't got my clothes all ready.
Sure.
So we were a day late at least, and we went to do our final shopping.
Mm.
And we got onto the railway line, and it was a hot, muggy day.
Mum
said, "Oh, it's too hot. We were going down to Roaches."
Yes.
And too hot. We'll go back to Westermans. So we went back to Westermans.
Mm.
And then the shake came.
Lucky you did.
Yes, although we were in being served by one of the girls that had been at primary school with me.
Mm.
And when the shake came, she ran. And of course, I did too.
Mm.
And I remember Mum saying, "Stop." And I didn't stop.
Mm.
I kept going.
Yes.
But in those days, all the bolts of material was packed up in the doorway.
Mm.
And fortunately, I went head over turkey and finished up in among all the material. So and Mum was behind me.
Yes.
But this other girl that was serving us, she got just a little bit ahead, and she lost a leg. We heard her moaning, didn't know where she was, because see, the material was all over her.
Yes, yes.
All over us. And we lay there and we saw the Grand Hotel come down, and it came right over.
Yes, it would have too.
And there were one of the boys that I was at school, at the primary school, he was out on the footpath. Well, he was killed, of course. Mm. Anybody out there caught the verandas coming down.
Sure. Mm.
But anyway, we got out of Westermans, got out the back way. We couldn't get out the front way.
Mm.
And we got out and we headed home. And I had my best hat on. It was cut to pieces, all on the top.
Gosh.
And there wasn't a hair of my head touched.
Yes.
But the hat was sliced to pieces.
Is that right? Gosh.
Anyway, we went home. Merv, my brother, was in the fire service then. We didn't see him. He was working at Williams and Kettle at the time.
Mm.
And he had the wall came in on him. He was injured, but not enough to stop him because he was in the fire brigade. He couldn't stop.
Yes, yes.
So he went off. Mum and Dad went off. They were busy making coffins, using what they had, and they finished up by having to use blankets
because
they couldn't keep up
the
building,
the making of them. Sure. Mm.
But however, those were the times of the shake, and Merv came within a day or two of the shake and took me down to Wellington, where I stayed there and went to school there.
Right.
And I had a couple of years down there.
So what school was that?
The Wellington Girls College.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And there were other Napier girls there too.
Yes,
and
did you come back to Napier after you were in Wellington?
Yes.
Yes.
I didn't come back to Napier because I finished up down there.
Yes.
And after the 12 months was up, I came home here, and next door to us was the Clifton Commercial College. So I had a couple of years there as a pupil, and then they got me a job at the Public Trust.
Right.
And from there I went, Public Trust, I went to Wilson's Nursery, I think, after that. And then I came into town.
Yes.
To the farmers.
Yes, yes. That was Hawke's Bay Farmers?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
And from the Hawke's Bay Farmers I went to Murray Roberts.
Right.
And I was there for 15 years.
Right, right.
That was the end of my working life, actually, there.
And you met your husband at some...
Yes.
..some stage?
Met him when I was this high.
Oh, did you really?
Oh, well,
I was
only 5 years. He was a fireman, too.
Oh, I see.
See, I married into the fire.
Oh, goodness, you couldn't get away from it.
No. So, anyway, that was my life up to... when I got married.
Yes, yes.
And then when we were married, I bought the... Reg was... He was still in the fire service. And I think he was in... out of Levin or somewhere, down the line. Or Palmerston, was it? He was transferred down there.
Yes, yes.
And I was left here... And I realised we'd have to have a house.
Yes.
I was with my parents at that time.
Yes.
And so this property here became vacant. Right. It was up for sale.
Yes.
And Mum and I had a natter. So we went and found out, had a talk, and first thing my father said, oh, I used to catch tadpoles there.
Yes.
So anyway, I went ahead and I thought, well, I was on my own. I only, like, I had my parents to guide me.
Yes.
So I bought the section.
Yes, yes.
And this was empty. This was all our vegetable garden down here.
Sure.
And there was a big 30-foot glass house on it.
Oh, that's well.
So anyway, life went on. He was in the brigade. He didn't go away because he had pneumonia.
Oh.
So he didn't get away. So they turfed him out of the fire service down in Palmerston, and he came home. He was at Ohakia then.
Yes, yes.
And in the fire service. Mm. And so they came. He came home and settled down. And in the meantime, I'd bought this property.
Mm, mm.
And we had the house up there, so we shifted in up there.
Yes, yes. Perfect.
And we've been here ever since.
Oh, that's lovely, isn't it? So coming back to your husband, so his whole life was in the brigade.
Yes, fire.
Yes. And apart from going away early on, he was in Hawke's Bay for most of that time.
Yeah, he was born in Taradale, actually.
Right.
And I think his parents had a store over there.
Right.
But, of course, they retired and they lived in Railway Road. When Reg was in the fire service, they lived on the station.
Yes, yes.
He just went home for meals.
Yes.
And Merv was the same.
Yes. Because when you think back to the fire service those days, they didn't get in these big flash red trucks.
Oh, no.
And it was more hands-on, wasn't it? Very
That's right.
So. And a farm in those days, it was very hard work.
It was.
Yes.
Well, Merv lived round the corner here in Hastings Street, about three houses round. And, of course, we were here.
Yes.
And we had, there was a wire connected to the fire service there.
Yes.
Of course, when the bell went, it rang in our house.
Yes.
So, of course, it was all hands in. His pants were there. He'd step out of the bed and into his pants.
Yes.
I'd have his bike ready because cars were useless.
Yes, absolutely.
And he'd go off on his bike, as did Merv, round the corner.
Right.
And time and again, if they were short on the engine of a crew, they'd wait for these two because they both would arrive at the same time, slam the bikes down and hop on the first engine.
Yes, yes.
If they didn't catch that first engine, they were disappointed. But it was their problem or their duty to catch that first engine.
Mm.
And that made up a crew.
Yes, yes. Yes, it's hard for those of us that weren't born in that time to even imagine what it was like. But but water supply wasn't as good.
No.
Nothing was as good. It was.
No.
And some of the buildings were as high as they are today.
That's right.
And, of course, there was no smoke alarms. There were
no
protective. And quite often there was no water close to where the fire was, so they had to run a lot of hose out. And
the well in the town where S.T. Tong and Sons were, the funeral undertakers, at the back they had a well, an artesian well.
Yes.
And it was a very wide bore.
Yes.
And it was running all the time.
Was it really?
And that actually saved the East End on the day of the shake.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Otherwise, the East End would have gone the same as Rochester.
Yes, yes, yes.
But it stopped, see.
Yes, yes.
They had the water.
Yes, to contain the fire.
From Estita. Mm. It didn't go past Nutter's Corner, that now is.
Yes. Yes, it's... because that, for those of us... Cause for those of us that were... See, I was born in 1936... when I was growing up, there was no sign of the earthquake anywhere. It had all been fixed. It was as if it had never happened.
That's right.
You know, we hear, you know, my father was farming at that time, and he was out in the paddock, and he said he was thrown off his feet. And we couldn't imagine what it was like. But, you know, sometimes you've just got to take what people say. That's what
yes.
it was like.
Mm. So, it was, too.
Mm. But... I guess we were very lucky in some ways that it wasn't worse than it was.
Oh, this is right. It could have been 10 times worse. Mm.
So did you play any sport at all when you were growing up?
No, not really.
You never became a great hurdler or a netball player?
I wasn't interested in sport.
No.
But...
And so even later in life, you haven't played bowls or golf or any of chess?
No, I didn't play any sport at all.
Right.
I was commercial.
Right.
And I had to push those keys.
Good on you.
My father was determined I was going to have a commercial course.
Yes, yes.
And it was their one argument between us.
Yes.
That he could add up quicker than I could on the adding machine. And he did.
Yes.
He was quicker than I was, yes, and I was pretty good at it.
Well, you think of some of those grocers and butchers who used to write everything down on the brown paper, and then they would just go like this and like that.
Yeah.
And you'd never challenge them on whether it was, because it was always right.
Well, that was my father.
Yes, yes.
I wouldn't argue with him. Mm. If he said he could add that quicker than I could on the machine, he'd be right.
Well, if you talk to some of these younger people today, they can't operate without an adding machine.
No, they've got to have it in their hand.
They do.
And even then they can't, they're not accurate.
Because those of us that learnt the old way maths...
Yes.
We have these numbers that they're all... We can... These things can happen while you're walking along or, you know, they're always locked in, aren't they?
Yes.
Mm. So, gardening, you obviously were a keen gardener for those first few years that you had this big rear site.
Yeah.
So...
I don't mind gardening, but it's got to be done.
Mm, that's right.
And if I've got a, as I'm here, it's got to be kept tidy.
Yes, yes, yes.
But my father, he was a crank with his lawn. I'm sure he measured every blade of grass when he cut the lawn.
Is that right? It probably looked pretty good, though.
And actually, I feel like him.
Is that right?
When I enjoy my mowing lawns. But I don't do them here now. But
yes.
I did. I've always mowed the lawns.
Yes, yes.
Because I've enjoyed doing it.
Yes, yes.
But I didn't get down to Dad's level of measuring.
No. And so the fire brigade and you were working children?
Working children.
No, did you have children?
Oh, I only one.
Just
I had
one.
A daughter.
Yes. Is she still?
She's down in Christchurch.
And grandchildren?
No grandchildren.
Oh, right, okay.
Plenty of dogs.
Plenty of dogs. And do you get to see her?
No.
Or the distances?
I see her very little.
Yes.
Of her.
Well, it's a long way away for...
Yes.
And, of course, she won't be young now either, will she?
No. She's she's done very well in the dog line.
Yes.
She's an international judge.
Is she?
Yes.
What breed?
Corgis, any breed.
Oh, really?
All breeds.
Oh, yes, gosh.
And she spends most of her time travelling the world.
Right. Being a judge or
yeah.
going to Crufts or whatever yeah. the dog shows.
Yeah, well, she took one of her dogs over to Crufts because she wasn't in the running.
No.
But she has had some lovely dogs.
Yes. Yes.
And she knows how to breed them.
Yes, yes. And so at some stage your husband obviously departed.
Yes, he died at 83.
Right.
Well, of course, he was 15 years older than I was.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I've been on my own ever since.
Right. Do you read or...?
Not very much, because I have a busy day, and once I'm finished and cleaned up here, I'll go to bed. Mm. I might read in bed,
sure,
take the paper and read it, but half the time I'll fall asleep. Mm.
And television, do you watch television?
Yeah. Oh, yes, that's but I don't follow much of the... of the cereals. I don't get involved.
No.
I can turn it off comfortably and go to bed.
Yes, yes. Yes, it's just fascinating, you know, 100 years plus, you've seen so many changes
this
in your
right.
life. A lot of them, when you look back, you probably... took notice at the time, but they just sort of blend into life, don't they? Because
yes.
you came through the era when cars were just starting. And
things happen and you just cope.
Yes, yes.
And time goes on.
So, a pioneering family in the fire brigade in Hastings, I guess you would say, very much.
Very much.
You never got involved in the brigade?
No. Well, of course, there wasn't the desire on their part.
Yes.
Women weren't
no.
accepted.
Because for those of us that were around, the brigade, none of us knew very much about the brigade.
No.
We knew Len Harlan. We knew a few people like that because they were front people. Their photo was in the paper. But all the people that did the work, they were sleeping and they were on call on roster.
Yeah.
And they were sort of a force there that was quiet and not seen and really seen but no heard but not seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Reg served under Harlan.
Yes. Yes.
And so did Merv.
Yes.
Merv was the engine driver.
Right.
Of course, being a motor mechanic.
Yes.
That was just
perfect for him. Yes.
Natural.
Yes.
And Reg was deputy.
Yes.
Super.
Yes. Yes.
To Harlan.
No, it's fascinating, all right. I'll just put this on pause for a minute. I said about the way life has been reasonably smooth and things
yes.
have come out as you would have liked
yes,
them to.
Yes, there's not very many disappointments. I've had in fact, I think myself, I've had a good life, a good, even running life. Everything's turned out as I've wanted to.
Yes.
Haven't had any disappointments at all.
Well, that's wonderful because, you know, it's not always, doesn't always happen that way, does
no.
it?
No.
But, you know, just listening to you, you were reasonably self-disciplined. And had some goals that you
yes.
did. And, you know, those are things that helped you make that that ride smooth, didn't they?
Yes.
Yes.
But, no, everything went really good. It when we were in Outram Road, we had our neighbours next door was Bill and Anne Lambert.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, she was a second mother to me.
Right.
And we stayed there until I was about 10. And that's when we shifted to Hastings, Southampton Street, yes, corner there.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it was a beautiful home, a lovely home.
Yes, yes.
Not now.
No.
But, no, we shifted in, that I'd be about 10 then, and we still kept in touch with the Lamberts. Mm. They were very close.
Yes. You mentioned that you're still driving at 100 years old. How long have you been driving?
I got my license at 18.
Goodness.
We had a traffic inspector living over the road from us.
Yes.
Nice person he was. And, of course, Dad had been tutoring me and,
yes,
and Merv.
Yes.
And Dad wouldn't let me have the car. Oh, no, but I could learn to drive. So, anyway, I learned to drive, and Merv taught me mainly.
Yes.
And this traffic inspector living opposite, of course, the time came when I wanted a license. I was 18, and time I got a license. And he didn't even take me for a test.
Didn't he really?
No. He said, I've been watching you.
Can you remember his name?
No, I haven't a clue.
No.
Haven't a clue what
because
his name was.
It's interesting, when you said they lived across the road, Hastings had lots of gaps between the houses those days.
Yes.
Big paddocks, I know. There was a sawmill just around the corner from...
over Dufferin Street.
That's
way.
Right,
yeah.
The Weirs, was it? The Weirs?
Yes, yes, that's right.
And I can think of other big paddocks, you know, that were around. As a small boy, I always remember seeing them, but it didn't register the same as when I think about it now.
Yes. Yeah, those were the good old days.
Yes. So that's a no wonder you don't want to give it away, your license. It's become a habit. You know, it's hard to believe that you're 100, though, because you just don't seem to be 100.
Well, I don't feel it.
And that's, and, you know...
This last fortnight when I've got arthritis.
Mm.
I've got it in the shoulder. And down one side, it's hampering me, that's all.
A lot of the people I've interviewed about 70 now in the last year, and most of them are in their mid-80s, mid-90s,
yes,
late 90s, and most of them have one thing in common. Not one of them think old.
No.
They just treat each day as another
Yeah.
life's bonus.
That's right.
And there's a lesson to be learned from that, because we see a lot of people who think old before they are old.
Yes.
The biggest thrill I had, really, it wasn't really a thrill, but it brought me back to a lady I was interviewing in Havelock. She was 99. And she said, how old are you? And I said, I'm 79. Oh, she said, you're climbing up in life, Sonny, aren't you? So, yes. Well, that's... And see, the interesting thing you told me about the linkage with the Warrens of Havelock North, who had the bakeries in Havelock,
yes,
North, very much part of Hawke's Bay history.
Well, Grandfather, he wasn't the baker. It was his brother that had the baker.
Mm.
Grandfather Warren, I don't remember him being anything but retired, because he had his shops in the East End. He had four or five shops in the East End here. Well, the rents of those kept him going. Yeah. And he lived down in down where Paddy Donovan is.
I know.
What's that street?
King Street? Nelson? It's King Street. Yes, King Street.
Is the other,
Yes, that's right.
Well, Grandfather Warren lived down there.
The other interesting thing is that at that time, and we're talking about when you were born, there wasn't so many people in Havelock or Hastings. No. And of course, everyone knew everybody.
This was
something, after a while I thought, that's interesting. How do these people, and then it occurred to me, there were probably only 50 people living at Hamoana. There were 1,000 or 1,200 in Havelock. Of course they knew everybody. Oh, socialising. Did you dance or go?
Oh yes, we always went to the dances.
So where did you go to the dances in Hawke's Bay then?
They used to have them weekly in the Assembly Hall.
Because later on they had the Premier Hall, the Catholic place.
Oh yeah.
I think that's given us a pretty good picture of part of your life and your parents and to today. And thank you very much, Valda, for that input. That's really
quite
great.
Welcome.